Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's podcast. And today we're talking about something I call a benefits flyer. And so what this is for is for any type of local networking, you can use this in place of a business card. So this is something that I created and designed myself many, many years ago when I was going to local networking events to, you know, really get out into the community and let people know about who I am and what I do. And one of the things I noticed is a lot of times, you know, people would take your business card and I would take their business card and I would come home with this stack of business cards and I would look at them and I would forget what people did or how they could help me. And so I just pitched them in a drawer and forgot about them. Well, that's what happens a lot of times when you go to any live networking events is people will take your card, especially if on your card, your business card, it says you're a virtual assistant. And I'm sure you've heard me say this before, but virtual assistant is not a title, it's an industry. Because virtual assistant is a very broad term, it's like saying doctor, there are many specialties in the VA industry, just like there are many specialties for being a doctor. You could be an anesthesiologist, you could be a podiatrist, you could be a pediatrician. In the VA industry, you're not necessarily an admin, which is what a lot of people assume when you say virtual assistant. That was what I got. I got either one of two responses when I handed somebody my business card and they looked at it. They thought either A, I was an admin, or B, they had no idea what I did because virtual assistant is very broad. They'd never heard of the term before. So ditch the business cards because they don't work. They may work if you're going to drop them in a fishbowl for a drawing, but they don't work for one-on-one live networking, in my experience, in my opinion. So you create something called a benefits flyer instead. And it's really, really simple. You basically can do it in Word. You could do it in PowerPoint or any equivalent thereof. And you basically want to create a very small flyer. And it can be the size of a 3x5 card, a 4x6, but you don't want to make it really big. You want to make it bigger than a business card. And instead of putting on there, you know, your title and your business name and your contact information, what you're going to focus on instead is how you help clients. So you're not going to use a title. What you're going to do is focus on the benefits you provide your clients, because they don't care what you call yourself. All they care about is that you can solve their problems. So I designed my first benefits flyer, ditched my business cards, and took these to a networking event, and it made a tremendous amount of difference, because when you approach somebody, you can use them as conversation pieces as well. And they look at them and they're like, oh, so you do social media, or oh, you're a techie, or oh, you can help me with my email marketing, or oh, you can help me with XYZ. And the reason they know that is because I'm not focused on a title. I'm focused on the benefits that I provide. So recap this. A benefits flyer is just a simple flyer that you create that focuses on the benefits that you provide or solve for your clients. You need it because traditional business cards, in my opinion, are a waste of money and they don't work. Because what happens is people take them home, throw them in a drawer, and they forget about it. A benefits flyer, if you're someone like me who likes to stack their business cards, isn't going to fit in the pile. It's going to stick out. So people are going to pull it out and look at it just because it doesn't fit. So that's a good thing. At least it was for me, because people go, yeah, I put your benefits flyer or your business card, they called it, in a stack of business cards, but it didn't fit. So I pulled it out and looked at it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you can help me with social media, because it doesn't say Susan Michon, you know, virtual assistant. It says, here's how I help you. Here's how I help my clients. Here's how I help my customers. And it focuses on the benefits of the problems that you solve. Why you need it, it gets results. If you do in-person networking, which I really recommend that you do, because just because you're virtual doesn't mean that you can't find clients locally. And it's very simple for you to create. You can use Word, you can use PowerPoint. And basically what you do is you create 3 to 5 bullets on how you solve clients' problems. I manage my clients' email so they have more day to take appointments with their clients. I can help clients earn more money by managing their social media profiles. I mean, that's basically what you want to do. You want to say, how do you help? Not your resume, because nobody cares, no offense. People want to know how you can help them. And that's what the benefits flyer focuses on. So how to create it, you can just use Word, you can use PowerPoint, and you can print them yourself, or you can have them printed. You could take them to a Staples or a place like that in the US and have it printed. But do it on a 3x5 or 4x6 card. And here's the biggest mistake, is people try to put too much on it. Less is more. Basically, 3 to 5 bullets that say how you solve your client's problems and your contact information. That's it. Simple. Less is more when it comes to this. So again, what can you say on it? Focus on benefits. If you're not sure how to come up with those, then if you have clients, ask them, how do you help them? They'll be happy to tell you. Or sit down and brainstorm the different ways that you help your clients. You give them peace of mind. Obviously, save money, save time is the big one. But you want to be more creative than that. I would say, you know, give them peace of mind by knowing that you're managing their number one business asset, which is their WordPress website. You can be short and sweet. I'm just kind of giving you ideas here. But you want to make it a list of bullets, no more than 5. And that's it. Contact information. That's all you want. You can obviously put your logo and your branding on there, but don't go overboard by trying to put in there everything that you can do for clients. It's not a list of services. This is just to show people that you can help them. This is a conversation starter. This is what you want people to do to contact you. So avoid trying to make it a resume, because that's not what it's all about. Now, I've written a blog post that kind of goes into a little more detail on this, and it also has a free checklist that you can download if you want help with this. Plus, I've got a couple of samples that I've linked to that are actual clients of mine that have used these in their own business. So feel free to check out the blog post. I've linked to it below. But if you're somebody who does in-person networking or are thinking about it, ditch the business cards. Actually, you don't have to spend any money to create the benefits flyer, because you can do it yourself and you can print it on your own printer. It doesn't have to be in color. It's not about the design. It's about how you help clients. That's the focus. Focus on what you do, not how you do it, but what are the results that you get for clients? What do they feel, right? They feel a sense of security, peace of mind. They have more time, more freedom, more flexibility. Those are the things that you want to focus on. Obviously, like I said, money and time are a big thing, but look at other ways that you can help them as well. So I hope you found this informational and valuable. I would love to see your benefits flyer. Feel free to send it to me if you like. But remember, it's not a resume, and use the less is more approach, because you really want to focus on how you help clients. That should be the focal point of your benefits flyer, not your information. Your information should obviously be there, but the focal point should be how you help people. And that you can use as a conversation starter. Oh, and by the way, when you print these out, put them in your car, in your purse. Take them with you when you go places. One of the best things you can do is make friends with local businesses. Stop in and hand them your benefits flyer. It's not a business card. You're just simply sharing your expertise. That's what marketing is. You want to make people aware of you. So don't forget about local businesses around your own neighborhood. Take these with you, hand them out, and if you see a bulletin board, and you know, like a local Starbucks, pin it up there. Business cards are up there, but this is different. This is going to make you stand out, because it lists what you do and how you help people. Scratch that. Not what you do, how you help people, because it's not a list of services. Putting it on a bulletin board makes a big difference as well. You'd be surprised how well this works. Now, it's not instant success, but it does take time to build that. And if you go to these networking events and hand this out, you're going to see a difference. As I said, I'd love to see yours. I'd love to hear about your success with this. I still use these today. I still have great success with them. People love them. So I hope you found this valuable. As I said before, I'm sorry I'm rambling on, but I'll let you go. Feel free to subscribe if you like this and my other podcast. And I'll see you guys next week with a new topic. See you then. Bye. Thanks for listening.